as a fat boy.
Slap the challenge dick down now.
Yeah, I did it as a fat boy. And I fucking finished. Don't be fooled, okay? At my heaviest, still more athletic than you.
Lies. Fuck bullshit.
Wow.
Athletic than me?
Yes.
I've seen you after one roll in jiu-jitsu, like all huffing and puffing. Actually, that was this guy too.
Oh boy. No, dude, I was no joke, dude. I was dying.
Yeah. I accidentally armbarred him and I felt that. I was like, oh, did I go too far?
No, you know what? No. That was fine. Okay. No. For me, it wasn't like I was fine with getting my ass kicked. I couldn't, like, after the fifth time I rolled with you guys, I was like, done. I'm tapped out.
You're gonna go on Sunday again.
Yeah. This night was particularly fucked up that I didn't get home until 3. Hey, I didn't get to bed until 4.
You sound like glasses making excuses.
I was like, nah. It's
no, I made it. I made it the next day.
There was no excuse. It's a reason.
And you, dickhead. If Bo Jackson...
You gonna turn that music down?
Can't fucking...
If Bo Jackson...
If Bo Jackson can't play basketball, all of a sudden he's not a good athlete?
He's got it's like a wider face.
Yeah, I look like George. Look at me.
Oh, shit.
It's like me, but with a wider face.
Do you know what I'm saying? You don't, just because somebody can't,
you're not more athletic than me. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Let's leave it at that. Just,
as long as he says yes,
I am.
Like, oh, okay.
As long as he says it loud enough and more forceful.
Yes, I am. And a little hand gesture.
If you tried to push a button, I think you found a button. I assure you, you are not more athletic than me.
Whatever you fucking want to do, man.
Whatever you want to do.
Carry more UPS boxes. Whatever you want to do,
that's
man.
That's not athletic. He's more athletic, not a better Mexican.
Yeah. Whatever you want
to
do.
You going to show up to one of our soccer games, or is this? Are you going to just order boots online? What are you going to do?
Man.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they don't have big fucking guy shoes.
You got shoes today?
They don't got big guy shoes.
Bullshit.
I went to the soccer store.
Look at excuses. Like, see, when I say you're sounding like glasses, go ahead, glasses. The world is listening.
And they're like, what size shoe are you? I was like, I'm a fucking 12.
I'm like, that's so aggressive with the fucking
Mexicans sales guy. Don't. What size shoe are you?
I'm a fucking 12, bitch.
Yeah.
Me? I think I'm like an 11.
I'm an 11.
That's where I sit. Yeah.
Want me to take off my boot and show you?
Please.
I'll put it up your ass, motherfucker.
Fuck, look at that.
Look at those Tevas.
All right, look at it. It's a Columbia shoe, right?
Fucking water sandals.
It says 10.
It says 10 in the fucking UK, bro. Whatever. All right, get off of Morrissey's nuts. Relájate. Relájate, pinche. The muse.
Wow.
Did we start off today fighting?
Did you start off just throwing?
You
threw a jab.
Are you angry?
You threw a jab.
Because I'm more athletic than you?
Allegedly, you're more athletic.
Wow.
Okay, if we're doing a jiu-jitsu thing, you're going to win. If we're doing anything related to soccer, if we're doing anything related, that's like me comparing you to soccer. You
so
would
let's
not
do what is a something that will be even.
I don't know, fucker, a spelling bee. All right, let's do a spelling bee and then the fucking definition of that word.
Game?
You want
basketball game?
I feel like you.
What can we do? We can't fucking play football.
Listen here,
Beijing. You guys don't know both how to play.
The little Mexican Brendan Schaub to be over there. Tranquilo, okay, Mr. Athletic.
What are you not good at? What sport?
Being your friend. I'm probably the worst sport of that.
Damn.
Ay, wey.
That's not a sport?
That was a jab that hurt me.
Good. Que te duela, puto. Que te duela.
Wow.
Nah. So speaking of crying.
Oh, shit.
The beer's almost ready.
Yes.
We're like a week out, right?
Well, we bought more chocolate and we bought some coffee. So this is the post, you know, boil everything.
When is that going to happen?
That happened yesterday.
Okay, good.
That'll happen then the next 2 days again. Beer's going to be ready probably by this weekend. But of course, we're going to sit on it. We're going to sit on it until next Saturdays.
Damn. Ooh, can we have a special
taste? We got to release like 3 episodes in a row to catch up before the Emo Brown night.
Are you scared?
No.
Shit, I'm releasing another one right now.
Orale.
Midweek, Wednesdays, if you haven't noticed, is when I usually release those shows. Orale. I don't know why you give me the power of releasing them. You can release them.
Who can reason,
George? I don't think so.
No, you can't.
No,
only me.
Yeah,
good motherfuckers. Let's keep that shit.
No, I don't want to have that responsibility, oh, wow. Man. I feel like if I have to put the schedule out, then I'm fucked. I already have one to worry about.
Which one is that, George?
You know the Who Goes There podcast, whogoestherepodcast.com, or you can go to chrisglasses.com and go straight to
redirect you.
Who Goes There podcast for all your scary things needs.
So let's talk about this Who Goes There podcast real quick.
Let's talk about it. Yeah,
you run the Instagram page.
It's Matt and I. We both do.
So who posted this last post?
That's Matt.
Okay.
You can very distinctly you can very much tell which posts are.
Okay.
Mine.
Yeah. Sometimes when I see the stuff, I'm like, that's not the George that I know.
No. You know
what I mean? Like that's
you know
when
it's me, my dude.
I'm like, fuck. It just took me by surprise. I was like, eh,
yeah,
George. I don't know that guy.
All the good posts are me.
And let me ask you another question about hey, who goes there.
Larry podcast. King. We with the fucking questions. What's
no, let me go.
Larry Queen.
Alien and Father's Day?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Well, the Alien movie. So, oh. So, yeah. So, what we did for our 200th episode was we basically, it was Matt and I have very different styles of movies that we watch. I like to watch more like sci-fi stuff, and he likes to watch more blood, gore, and tits kind of stuff. And so,
bloody, gory tits?
Yeah. I picked my most Jorge movie, and he picked his most Matt movie, and that's where we ended up.
That's where we met in the middle.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm a dickhead, but I enjoy that podcast, you know?
Thank you.
It's a good little podcast sometimes.
Lies.
Best one? I made a cameo on that one.
Two of them.
What episode was that?
Here we go.
I want to look that one up.
I will report back to you. I don't remember what number it was, but it was two. We did one at the brewery. And
guess what they did? Made fun of me because I never watched Alien or Predator.
That was it? Yeah. But what movie did you guys watch that time?
We did the Castlevania series and
oh, that was a good comedy
else.
Series. Also, that was anime series.
That was recent then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Within like a year? Yeah. That was the only reason I wanted to do a podcast.
That's when we actually, I think, became friends.
Yeah.
Was at there because you still needed help with the
friends,
audio stuff.
How many of us have them?
Did you play the Castlevania video games?
Yeah, when I was little, I used to play Castlevania. But when I watched this, the little anime series, watching one way like yeah. It's totally something I would never watch, like if I'm chilling at home watching something on Netflix.
You watched the whole thing?
See, wait.
Oh, okay.
Like, I watched the whole thing.
I think it was only six part, right?
Yeah,
like,
and I think there's series. A season two eventually. Yeah,
it's
coming
out. It's not already.
Oh, might have to delve into that because you know I'm a horror freak.
What are you doing over here?
I just wanted to get a picture of this, you know, beautiful
cut. Mister, I'm quitting social media. He's just doing more social media.
He's never gonna live that one down. No. Man, I'm quitting.
You know what I realized, bro? I'm gonna do less social medias. You're literally doing a podcast, doing social media,
and in
taking
fact,
pictures.
He's done more, dude.
Multi-talented.
Since he said he was quitting Instagram,
true,
he has tripled down because he's got the emo brown one.
Go ahead.
His own personal one.
One more.
And he's doing a lot of side work for the 3Punk one.
Fucking animal.
Damn.
What, you're doing something for 3Punk on the...
Well, not on the 3Punk Instagram, but on my stuff. I post a lot of stuff.
Are you caught in a lie right now? Did you tell George that you do something more?
No.
I mean, he does like triple duty because he always posts
triple duty.
Of the, well.
He said duty. Stupid.
Three times. Triple Instagram duty.
Did you... yeah, you know what? You should take over the 3Punk...
Probably do it better.
Give it a curve.
Probably do it better.
Sir, I will disagree with you. I will disagree with you.
So, you know what, though? Sometimes when you post stuff, it's like, hey, guys, come to the brewery.
That's character, bro.
That's what you got to do, right? Yeah. That's your customer service voice.
I like that you're keeping an eye on my Instagram presence.
I like that.
You want to know why? Because here it is. Chris, alias El Glasses, alias El Putin.
Have I heard you call me Chris?
Does these things.
Have I ever heard you call me Chris? Is this the first time?
He knows what we're good and what we're not good at because he's already thinking of a way in which he can get one up on us in that. He's very competitive. Ooh. He's very competitive. Ooh.
Shots fired.
Button pushed. Speaking of buttons, one day I'd like to see you in a flannel where you button it all the way down except for the just top two buttons.
Let it be, bro.
Three. Hey, wait.
Let it be, bro.
You look like a fucking extra from Stand and Deliver. Hey, Fingerman.
A negative plus a negative for a positive.
Damn. If that's what you choose, that's cool. I'm letting it be, but you came at me today.
You did come at him a little harder.
You came at me.
You're hurt.
Yes.
You're offended.
I'm not offended. Oh, offended. Offended.
Uh-oh.
But he said it, right?
He's drunk and high right now.
I'm not offended.
What are you drinking over there?
You know what? It's late in the day, so we're a little green label. I only had like a little one finger. One finger of it. You know, there's still things to be done.
Nice.
There's still things to be done. Mm-hmm. But getting back to you, he looks at what you do on Instagram and social media so he can figure out a way to do it better.
No.
Same way he does what? He creeps.
What?
He's a creeper.
No, his post came up. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to keep up with my friends' lives.
I accept it.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry. I keep up with your stuff.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah, you do.
Stay away.
So what's going on? George, we've missed you.
Well, it hasn't been that long.
It's been long enough for us to do two episodes without you.
Since the last time.
We did an episode, then we did a mini with him.
Uh-huh.
And then we did one without
him. Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm okay.
No, it's fine.
I'm okay.
His voice cracked.
I'm proud of you guys for being able to do stuff without me around.
Well, we can do most of it. We can do 98% of it. We determined that what you provide, the button pushing of... just adding sound effects. Add sound
You're
effects.
You're the guy from Police Academy?
Yeah, totally.
What was his name? Rey Radar? Negrito? No, me acuerdo. I don't even know why I asked that question, because if you gave me the answer, I wouldn't know if that was right.
Yeah. It's definitely Radar. No, that guy's from MASH. Never mind.
What we've missed.
Never here. Seen MASH.
You know, no, I've never seen MASH.
That's a good show. It's rewatching.
Said the young man raising Lakeside.
Rewatching it as an adult is a trip, man. Because,
MASH?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. That's a little too much for me.
I remember at night times when MASH would come on, like reruns, that was like time to go to sleep.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on the Sunday, I was like, ya valió verga, no haber nada, might as well turn. It was usually the end of Married with Children, because that started at 9:30. Something started at 9, and then it went to 9:30, and then as soon as that shit was over, I saw the little pinchy helicopter and those horrible print font, and it just showed up as MASH.
There was actually a shooter this morning as well in Hillcrest.
Last night.
It was last night.
It was last night.
Maybe it was that one they were talking about. Maybe it was the Hillcrest one.
Yeah, that happened last night. I don't know what happened. Guy went in and shot up a restaurant. And
fuck that, dude. Imagine you're trying to
But nobody got hurt.
Order an appetizer.
Yeah.
Trying to get your fucking food on, and then somebody shooting. Like,
that's out of control.
People need to calm the fuck down.
This is America.
We live in a society
where shootings happen.
Oh, yeah.
On the regular.
On the reg, yeah.
Okay. We need to control these little gun laws that are... No,
okay.
Jordan,
like, fuck you. Hey, easy.
Was he about to get butthurt, though?
A little bit. Yeah. I was a little bit. No, not butthurt. I was going to defend myself.
A little furl in your lip. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I know nothing about guns. I know that in the wrong hands are dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so is liquor.
Also true.
But so is the remote control. Motherfuckers end up watching MASH and calling it their favorite show.
So is Instagram.
That, dude.
MASH. Shit.
It's clearly not my favorite show. It's a good show.
Enough for you to bring it up.
Oh, man. Well,
you know, MASH. Well, MASH.
What would be your favorite show? Like, of all times that you could watch over and over?
It's too specific for you. You're going to make fun of me.
Don't dumb it down. Don't water it down Don't water it down.
So the first season
of The Twilight Zone.
Of True Detective.
Boring.
I don't know if you saw it.
Is that with
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Right, yeah.
The best season of TV of all time.
I've never watched it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Every season they get new characters, though, right?
Yeah. This season supposedly is good again because second season was trash. And I haven't seen it yet, but the first season is... Whoa,
HBO has a lot of great series. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of great series. That being the case, guys, my password just ran out. If somebody has one that they'd like to share, please just send it over to the story and the Instagram. We trade beers for passwords.
For maybe. HBO or...
No, I haven't.
For what?
Socialist approach to HBO.
Yeah, bartering. But HBO does have some fucking good series.
Great fucking...
Dude, Machingalo the Wire. That one was awesome.
I mean, that's got to be one of the...
That's a top five.
One of the best shows ever.
Yeah, that's a top five.
Yeah.
What's The Wire about?
For me, The Wire is about growing up in New York, East Coast, coke game, crack game, actually more.
Corrupt cops, yeah. that whole...
The whole premise that you've grown to love and people love. Sopranos, bro.
Really? I've never seen that shit.
No.
Ever.
Papito.
Yeah.
Ronnie's uncle, the one who passed away, my wife, Ronnie, who passed away a couple years ago, he was like the biggest fan of Sopranos. You would walk into his house and he had this big like 12-foot wide mural of the Sopranos. And this guy was like a millionaire. Like no joke. Like he had this painting commissioned by like a really impressive artist. Walk into his door, Sopranos.
El Pinche Banksy.
Walk into his living room, The Godfather.
Oh,
it
man.
It was crazy, dude.
This house, before I got married, was my bachelor pad. You know, I was like, I had my formidable years were here.
A lot of seed has been spread.
And then here, bro, it was like...
Right where you're sitting.
Right, specifically.
Every room was Sopranos, Scarface, Goodfellas, Heat, Casino, all that shit. So, I mean...
Heat, one of the best fucking gunfight scenes.
And it gets it done early. Like, it's off the gate.
Never you gotta watch Heat, man. I'm not even gonna make fun of you about that one.
No,
you gotta
make fun of him.
Make fun? No, why?
No, that's it. That's it. Fuck. Heat is a great movie, bro. It's got a lot of great actors in it.
Has everybody in it.
Wait,
right?
Denzel Pacino and Val Kilmer when he was still relatively skinny. Relatively.
Hey, poor Val Kilmer, dude. Poor Val Kilmer, man.
Hold on. That's not fair.
What?
He's fucked up.
How? What happened?
Because he's overweight.
No, he had like throat cancer and like he's on like...
Well, you think that'd make him stop eating.
He's got like 100 steroids in his system and he's like all water...
Really? Don't you feel like a dick now?
He's a dying man. And
no,
you're making
he's
fun
not.
Of
he's still.
Oh wait, is
movies.
He? Is he? I mean,
he talks like this. Not isn't he the Iceman in Top Gun 2?
I talks like this.
Remember that fucking thing with the teeth? When he did that, and that shit hurts me to do that. Dude, fuck that.
Because he got fake teeth.
Oh wow.
Is it here, George Washington? With them, I'm coming in on you. It's been a while since I've come in on you.
Well, it's been a couple weeks since you've
really gone in on you.
Yeah,
nothing but love for you.
What a dick.
Chiedi monster.
Chiedi monster. God
damn. Val Kilmer, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Michael Madsen. No, yeah,
Michael Madsen.
One of those, yeah, where he was like a skinny dude.
See, but Michael Madsen grew into his role, grew into his,
to his
body,
size,
you know?
His body.
Yeah. He wasn't always going to look like the guy from Reservoir Dogs.
I see him in Reservoir Dogs, smooth as fuck, yeah, right? And then what's the last thing?
Torchy. Yeah.
Oh, El Pinche Mr. Machete himself.
He's in
that movie. He's in Heat too. I forget his name. Trejo.
Eddie.
No, Loco Trejo. Loco Trejo. Danny Trejo. Yeah, that fool's in it. Fuck. I'm going to watch Heat. I'm going to rewatch Heat.
Emo Brown movie night?
Oh, damn.
To watch Heat?
Huh?
To watch Heat?
Yeah. Damn, you're so negative, bro.
Watch something sadder.
Something sad.
If we're going to be Emo Brown,
I assure you the ending is sad of Heat.
Is it?
The ending is sad.
We're going to watch something.
That's a Brian De Palma film, right?
We got to watch A Star Is Born to make this motherfucker happy.
Va llorar.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I don't even. What is
it? It's a movie with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Sad.
Fucking holiness, both of you, for that. like you backed them up right away. Like, oh,
well, yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Bitch, the Grammys were just on, and that was like.
We talked about the Grammys.
I know,
yesterday.
But
we saw it again?
No. I'm just saying Bradley Cooper. They
watch the movie again?
No, so.
I've never watched the movie.
I was talking to Steve about the Grammys yesterday, mm-hmm, and I was trying to keep up with it, but I don't know anybody. Like, all these musical acts.
Yeah.
Fucking none.
That's a sign that you're getting old.
Yep. Right?
Yeah.
Or the music sucks.
No. Or it's just you getting old and...
Music sucks.
No.
Right. I'll ask you this, too. So I asked Steve yesterday, is rock and roll still alive? Like, rock music?
Yeah.
Who's a rock star?
Yeah, give me one.
Who's a rock star? You mean like fucking like... Yeah.
A new... Fucking burgeoning new band.
You know I see mean? Rock and roll. No, I think rock and roll as in like rock star, like Mick Jagger, that kind of deal.
Like anybody, right? Dave Grohl, right? You said Dave Grohl. That's the last one.
Dave Grohl is probably like the last. Yeah.
Take care of that guy, please.
Liam Gallagher?
No.
Those guys are rock stars.
Are they still alive?
Yeah. They're still beefing.
The brothers?
The two brothers.
We say, well, the young way. You and me. Around. Just like that. You're Liam. I'm the talent. Como some of the talent. No. I'll be no. You can be Liam.
Fuck it.
And Bingy George will be the rhythm guitarist.
Yeah, that's fine.
But like blues traveler off stage.
Rhythm guitarist, still a millionaire, by the way. Yeah.
Boom. See? That's how you have to view things.
I heard something interesting about, well, not interesting, but a funny story about Coldplay. You know how they...
You two ripoff band?
To you?
Well, Coldplay, they, no matter what they do, they always split everything evenly.
All right.
And somebody was talking about how, you know, it would be the coolest job is to be the drummer in Coldplay. Because A... You're in Coldplay, yeah, so you're a fucking millionaire. And B, nobody knows who the fuck you are, so you can walk down the street and, you know, just live your life normal.
Just normal dude.
Yep.
Unlike Glasses, because he can't go anywhere without people asking him, don't you pour beers at 3?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Don't you, aren't you that
gosh,
sultry,
I wish we weren't recording right now.
Sultry voice on the Emo Brown podcast.
Oh, fuck that.
I got recognized a few times, and I was like, that's so fucking weird.
It's because you have like a pro voice. Our voice lacks the timba. We don't have the deepness.
You know what sucks? Somebody asked me, he's like, oh, you're on that podcast? I was like, yes.
I bet that hurt.
I'm actually Emo Brown.
I'm actually the one who started it.
Yo soy el Emo Brown.
I started this motherfucker. Started
you started the personality of Emo
Damn.
Brown.
That's yeah, you. Dude. So that's how it started. This fucking guy at jiu-jitsu, like, and just always sad and whatever. And then out of nowhere.
No, I remember when it started.
Go ahead. When you got promoted to Brown Belt.
No, but I was giving you a ride. I was giving you a ride to your house. What's your parents' house? Uh-huh. And you're like, ah, you're so emo. And you're a brown belt. I hit pinche emo brown. Boom. And just like that. See? I was like, But I wonder how long he was thinking about this. Like, he was probably up late at night. Wifey's all like, Steve, turn off the light. Like, hold on.
I'm pondering
something.
Hold on,
babe, with the fucking notepad. And so like, hold
it's
on,
like a list of 20. Everything is scratched out. There's two circled ones. I was like,
he goes, I'm right on the verge of coming up with a perfect nickname. Oh, shut up.
I have Emo Brown.
He's like, not gay enough. What about Emo Brown?
What Boom. Belt is he currently around? Emo Blue? No, that won't work.
Purple. Yeah. No, purple.
Emo
stupid.
Purple? No, it sounds dumb.
You had it. You were just waiting emo for the brown belt.
And then I dropped it on you.
Sad purple?
When you were chauffeuring me around. I was like, you know, boom.
I was chauffeuring
him.
I
damn.
Was chauffeuring you around.
It's been a good run. All right. Relax. You're not
fired.
Athletic.
Than you're fired.
Yes. Fuck. Movie night. Yeah, fuck. I miss you. I kind of miss you.
Just got back from Great Wolf Lodge. school. It was fucking amazing. Right? Dude.
If you don't have kids, have kids. Go to Great Wolf Lodge.
Don't have kids. No, no, I do not recommend having kids.
Just go to Great Wolf
Lodge. Just go to Great Wolf
Lodge. And be the creepy guys in the back. Yeah.
I can't go there. Then I'll be the fucking creepy guy.
You look like a creepy uncle, especially with that beard, bro. No,
you know what I mean?
It's like the chia pet for beard.
No, why? Don't shave it. In fact,
there's no fucking winning with you. Watch. I shaved in San Francisco, and then he's all like, hey, bro, there's too much face.
Yeah. I'm
like, fuck.
In fact, you got to let it grow up a little bit more. Stop shaving. Stop shaving this.
And the barber did that.
I
can't do that either. Yeah. I can't do that either.
Are we going to have a beard growing contest?
I think you just hate because you're the beardless brewer.
And then I grew a beard.
You can't grow a beard.
No, whenever you're ready.
Is this a competition today?
Everything.
Do it.
You guys are on a good one today. This is,
dude, I will beat you at everything but jujitsu.
There it is.
Yeah.
What about being sad?
Nail.
There he is.
Nail.
Two points for me.
Two things.
2 points for me.
You got to jump in on this shit too, Georgie.
What, the beard competition?
No, fuck that.
He's like, I
was like, I win.
I win, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah? That's a winning beard?
Well, no, I would win.
Do you trim it?
Yeah. I trim it like monthly.
Monthly?
Yeah, give or take.
I'm going to take it off on Emo Brown Night.
You want to be all fresh for all your fans.
My fans are going to be working.
Bro. Yeah, fans are.
Hey, too much face? Is it a little less face? It's gonna be less face now.
It is less face. At least the isn't chupado, dude. Damn. You know how a mango looks cool before you like take the skin off, then you eat it? You look like the pit that's left over. You're just throwing chupado. And that hair is like the little
thing. I don't even know why I'm laughing. I'm jealous of it, but you know.
I'm gonna have Photoshop my face on a mango pattern.
You're so Chris. But not even like the front side. I'm talking about the side.
The profile of a mango.
The profile of a mango.
God damn.
New podcast name, Profile of a Mango.
There it is. We got the title for today.
The Pit of Sadness.
Damn.
There's no winning. I shave. I get made fun of. I grow a beard. I made fun of.
But see, the problem
I'm fat. I get made fun
the
of.
The problem is that you've put too much investment on what this guy thinks of you, man.
Best way to handle me? Don't listen to me. Ignore what I say. It's funny though.
It's funnier when.
Nah, you don't look like a mango pit.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about it post the night, but so we had a. You guys said we. There was a Depeche Mode night.
Ooh, fine.
Three Punk.
You say we.
You were there?
You were there.
Okay, we. That shit was crazy. I was like, man, I hope Chris and the other dude are okay. Because I was like, come on in. Come on in.
Fucking slam.
Okay, stop. Stop. And then fucking Steve was like, yeah, just let him in. And I was okie dokie.
Because here it is. World Cup, it prepared me for everything. Okay, Mexico against Brazil, we had people flowing into the streets. Like, and you couldn't move LA at all. Here, so I was like, everything.
But you know what though, for the Mexico game, at least people were like, you'd have your beer, you'd enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Well, what, these guys were just fucking pounding.
Well, here's the thing, for the Mexico game, it was just for those 2 hours. Like this was sprawled out through a long night. Yeah. You know,
it was crazy, dude. The brewery was packed for 5 hours. I don't think I've ever seen it like that. It was nuts.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah, it was a good night though.
We ran out of everything at one point.
I ran into people that I haven't seen in like years, and it was like, holy shit, what the fuck? They're like, what are you doing here? And I go, well,
I help out from time to time.
You're like, read the tag, bro, yeah. Security. Like, fuck.
The brewery, El Tripunk, is turning into like the Peach Pit after dark, bro. It's like where you run into people from high school and from college or just from other jobs. It's the max.
The max or the Peach Pit?
Why can't it be both?
It's be both.
What was cooler?
No, we just call it the Mango Pit.
The mango pit.
Damn, Mango title. Pit. That's we're gonna have to name
new
the name
bar this coming soon.
The Mango Pit. I'm happy you're part of the security team now, Georgie.
That was fun.
Yeah, you're gonna have a few gigs doing that.
There was a couple people that were like, really, dude, like I just saw two people walk out and I go, relax, bud. I got the count in my head. Fucking relax.
Damn.
I'm the one that hasn't been drinking tonight, Dill Hole.
You didn't drink at all?
Nah.
Not even one.
Nah. Not even a little?
Well, when we had our shot at like at the very end of the night, but that was it.
We did a beer shot at the end to celebrate.
Oh, I saw it. The whole world saw it. You put it on your social media.
I didn't put it on mine.
I didn't put it on.
Fucking
Daniel did, man.
We made sure we were out at the bar.
Hey, you've done a great job,
we
guys.
We celebrated.
You've done a great job. So now there's more events coming.
Like yeah,
we were talking
one.
About that in the earlier shows. What do we got? Fuck, we got the Cure Night. We got the Punk, an evening of Punk.
Night,
with DJ Disorder.
The Emo Brown Night, which I think Brown should be really fun.
Then we have a band playing that night. I'm going to look into getting Bucko 9 to come and play at the brewery.
Damn, that'll be sick.
That'll be sick. We got maybe the Bouncing Souls in May. So it's like...
Matt would I have a fucking heart attack, dude.
I
know.
I aim to please. I'm gonna touch everyone.
He's doing that just for Matt.
Just for Matt.
Just that show.
I don't doubt it.
You know, we made a beer with the bounty. We're going to make a beer called the Argyle.
Wasn't that supposed to be like a year ago?
Yeah, but they weren't touring the West Coast until 2019. This is their 30th year anniversary. Crazy, I'm like, man. Fucking hey, I've listened to the Bouncing Souls for all of my life. Well, all of my life.
2 or 10.
Get this guy another beer.
No, I'm good.
What? You're far from good, buddy.
He has this Bloody Valentine.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
That's try perfect
that
for him.
Pop that one. Because this tis the season. My Bloody Valentine red.
Oh, it's 666.
I know. See?
That's a good joke.
Hey, you should love that beer, being Mr. Horror Freak and shit.
He wants to save the bottle.
I don't think I'm a horror freak. I think I'm just a good movie freak.
Good movies. Tell me more about Alien, bro. Please.
You got an hour?
Shit. Fuck. Shoot me. No.
Shoot me.
See, you in a moment. The Alien, the Predator. You probably like The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
It's one of the best horror movies ever made.
Is it a horror movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Have you not seen it?
No. Fuck no.
I've seen most of it to know that it's about a fly.
It's about a fly.
And I was a nail. Now I watch it. It was a good movie. Jeff Goldblum was good.
Yeah, he was incredible in that
movie.
Was
that his like breakout role? Because I liked him better in Jurassic Park.
No, one of his like early roles that was kind of a breakout was Earth Girls Are Easy. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, that's yes. What that one is. It?
Yeah, Mannequin. That's a good flick.
Who was in that one?
Jeff Goldblum.
No, the lady. The
Jeff. The Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Yes. Jim Carrey, I believe, was also in that movie. Really? One of his early Jim roles. Carrey? I believe.
About the living color?
I believe. Yes. But yeah.
Drink that beer, Mr. Horror Freak. You're going to like it. Actually, pour me a sip. I can't let that one not be. Did we just turn into a beer podcast? Did we just turn into everything we dislike?
Dude, if there's anything in this world that I dislike, it's beer podcasts.
I know. Fuck. I don't like baseball podcasts. This might be too much. I'll share it with you. Look at that guy. Can't stop social media.
No, bro. You know what? It's because I wanted to talk to you about this question you posted yesterday. Just your little corn versus flour tortillas.
Oh, and
flour. You fucking answered it by just saying... Flour por vida?
Yeah, doggy.
I don't agree with that.
Well
that's a good, you know what? That is a good discussion. I think...
I was just thinking about this, though, because it depends on what you eat.
I posted it. Right? I was like, ooh, pues depende. Yep. But if I had to give one up completely, it would be the corn tortilla. And that's how I broke it down. Like, I love corn tortillas. I love
flour tortillas. I don't know why. That, it bothered me all day yesterday.
No, you know, he's but if I'm... So in my head, it was like, okay, I love them both. But the question is, who, what will I like more? What can I live without? And what can I absolutely not live without? Fucking flour tortillas are epic, bro.
He's got a point.
You can't have a burrito with a corn tortilla.
True.
Can't have a fucking taco with
I'll prove tortilla. You wrong, brother.
Can't have fucking chips.
Why not?
Tortilla chips.
You can fry the flour chip. The fuck is wrong with you?
I never had that. Science,
bro.
You've had that?
Yes. They're called buñuelos.
Tortilla chips are made
with buñuelos.
Aren't
sugar.
Yeah, and cinnamon.
Yeah,
one must not forget the cinnamon.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
he's coming at me. I love it,
man. I was just bothered by this little.
You know what? I'm with you, Steve.
You know, no, and we love them both.
The fuck, the quesadilla would not exist.
Quesadilla, it would.
Whoa,
quesadilla with the corn tortilla. But a flour tortilla quesadilla is.
I agree. Fucking jam. But I used to go to a place when we were little. My parents would take us on Sundays to El Sultano Jalisco Número Dios, dos en Colonia Libertad. It was a little fucking birria joint down in Colonia Libertad. And we went there every Sunday for 10 years. And my first experience with quesadillas were there.
You said birria, though.
Birria, little viejita would be making tortillas right there and put them in the press. And all of them quesadillas were corn.
But you said birria. With birria, what do you eat?
Oh, with birria, I eat flour. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They give you an option, bro.
No, you know what? I'm going to walk out right now.
Bitch, you asked me what do
corn
I
tortillas
eat?
With birria. Tacos.
This song, dude, people can't hear it. It's about suicide. I'm gonna turn it up for you. I need you to be happy in life.
So you put a song on for me?
I need you to be happy, bro. Ya no quiero que llores.
I'm never crying.
I think, you know what, though? In the time that I've known Chris, I think this is the most happy he's been.
Why are you happy? Because you're no longer fat?
That's made me a little happier.
You're happy not only... We were never fat, bro, but... We were never fat.
Okay, wait, speak for yourself.
Yeah. We were never fat.
He's like, oh, I know I was speaking
but,
only for myself.
Like, literally. No, I get it. But come on. I think we just enjoyed the challenge. It turns out we're pretty competitive and we just do things just to
push. Are you enjoying the journey to getting skinny or what is it for you? Like,
the end game.
I feel good in my clothes.
Nah, déjate, mamá.
Well, some clothes, some of the stuff fits me a little baggy now, but yeah. I just feel better.
What's the end goal for you?
in beating life? Me.
No. I mean, with this weight loss, fucking like.
We talked about it. If you were here yesterday, you would have known.
Damn. Broken record. See?
We're May. May again. Steve's 40th birthday. We're going to go.
What are we going to do for my 40th birthday?
We're going to go to Guadalajara. Then we're going to New York.
Okay.
As soon as we get there to Guadalajara, I'm going to take a shitload of pictures. That way, like, hey, look how skinny. And then I'm going to get fat on the fucking trip. Just eat and drink. That's it. As long as by then, that's it. Just want to be skinny for half a year.
What are we gonna do?
Yes, what are we doing for my birthday?
Because you guys are going on a trip, apparently.
Oh, well, he makes it seem like it's a romantic getaway between him and myself.
Oh, it is not.
I hope your lady's coming because wifey's coming.
Damn, never mind.
My sister and her husband are going.
I quit.
One of my good friends, Julio, best friend Julio, and his lady.
Oh, that make you sad right now?
I quit.
When he said best friend?
No, because we're all good. No, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was told if I smoke weed, I'll go to number 2 on the list.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what I did yesterday?
Smoked weed. So yeah, that's that part of the trip.
Did that just come up like yesterday, this trip? Or
within a week or two?
Why lie to him?
No. It's like months.
Because it was Monterey.
It's legit
was like a week.
Yeah.
We're going to go golfing in Monterey, but nobody.
No. Steve was going to go golfing in Monterey, and we were all just going to hang out at the house waiting for him
to golf Pebble all day. Beach, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a bucket list for me.
Okay.
That's a bucket list. Somebody out there want to send me to fucking Pebble Beach and play golf? Please, I'll go.
Send us a gift certificate.
But then, that didn't come to fruition. So my brother-in-law, Sean, was like, so what's up? Last year for your birthday, we were in Monterey. Let's go to Guadalajara. I was like, fuck, cool, I'm down. You down? This is new.
What?
Breaking news. We're going May 3rd to May 7th in Guadalajara. May 7th to like May 11th in NYC.
Hmm.
I took the whole month off. Fool.
Wow.
Yeah. This just in. I haven't told wife. I took the whole month of
what
May
What is 3Punk going to do with itself?
Well, if I'm not here. No, bitch. We'll be fine. I got contingencies. But look, if Gras isn't going to be there either. So it's like, fuck. Sundays and events aren't going to be good. Look at him.
I'll just be. I don't know the dates to. I just wrote them on my calendar so I could remember the exact fucking dates.
That's how new.
I didn't have them in my
calendar. But yeah, because that's not a trip that everyone's going to go to. So I want to do something here. Like, do we have a party?
Do we have an event?
Let's do a party.
Yeah. What kind of party?
Got to release a 40. Right? 3Punk's got to release a 40. In honor of your 40.
What do you mean? Oh, like a 40-ounce?
40-ounce bottle. There it is, man.
It's hard.
Can you sell 40?
We could sell whatever. But that's too soon. It's a good idea. Good premise.
Great fucking idea.
Oh, cool. Take it easy there.
Great fucking idea.
Damn.
Then we'll fucking tape those 40s to your hands.
I would definitely play Steve-O 40 hands.
Steve-O 40 hands.
I'm Steve-O the Maya.
Jesus Christ.
There it is. You just got the whole event.
Steve-O the Maya.
Steve-O 40 hands. And that's what the fucking beer should be called. Steve-O 40 hands. There it is, man. Ivan, take a note. He never listens to this.
Ivan, take a note. Well, tell Daniel to tell Ivan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Danny's hanging by the fucking phone right now, just listening to everything that goes on. Pinching Danny. So, yeah, dude, 40. All right. You're 35.
What?
You're 35?
36.
36, and you are 36 as well?
I'll be 36.
36. Damn.
Bums me the fuck out.
Why?
I don't like getting old, man.
I don't see it that way. I see
I'm
it
more
as,
experienced.
I get it. No, I feel like getting
better.
I thought
you were gonna drop some.
You know, like you
like
get
that.
Better. Every year, your goal should be to get better.
I would though.
Well, look at you.
What?
I mean, you're bettering yourself physically.
Yeah.
I'll get fat. I'll be fat. So this doesn't count.
It's a great idea. Well,
never mind. Okay, let's.
You know what though? I feel like since people are, like are watching us, we got to stick on them. Like,
I don't care. One damn is gonna be like, oh, I'm fat again. So
you're just gonna wake up.
Like my jujitsu game is gonna get more strong again. Like throwing pulls on the ground. Now just it's like
shit.
You enjoyed jujitsu, huh?
It was fun, dude. I had a great time.
I enjoyed it.
I'll be there Sunday as long as
I want to record. Saturday is. I want to do some video on Sunday of you at jujitsu.
Just don't fucking.
You know what he's gonna do, bro?
I don't want to. Can you not?
Can I not what?
Can you not video it?
Why?
Because I just want us to do a thing.
It'll be fun.
Bro. Fucking record.
We'll make like a little
welcome
highlight.
Welcome to the Truman Show starring glasses. Everything he does.
You know what? Look at our him. Four fans.
Jim Harry over there with your beard.
I don't know who Jim Harry is. Who's Jim Harry?
Never mind, bro.
That one went over. I just want the four fans that we'd have. I think they would appreciate that. Spy fans. Sorry, Spy fans that we have.
I have been getting asked why we don't put our shit on live or YouTube.
There it is. And there was more than one person that
asked. Yeah, I have been getting. How do we do that?
Put the episode on?
Yeah, like how would we just position like a camera or like two cameras?
Well, I mean, you could like do the audio.
One for glasses just, and the other one will share because, you know, se fue con tu cabezota. Yeah.
No, you probably just do one camera. One like up there somewhere, just kind of the whole table.
Yeah.
It'd be simple.
Cool. Simple. You'd like that.
There it is.
Two button fucking flannel.
We'll see. But adding YouTube live shit is it's got its own issues and problems and everything. We tried it.
He's afraid. Oh, who goes there didn't like it, so we're not gonna like it.
200 episodes of experience. Yeah. Okay.
That's a fuckload of experience, man.
That is right.
We got like 15, bro. We're almost there. We just started.
You're almost there. Yeah.
If we
we'll see you at 200.
Oh.
Challenge accepted. We're hoping you're here.
I'm a better podcaster than you. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. I suck at podcasting.
Is that the first time he said I suck at something?
I suck at jujitsu.
That's what he says. But then when he's there, he's trying to armbar me.
I didn't try. Shit was easy.
Yeah.
Fucking Jackson and Sonny put up more of a fight on an armbar. They know how to roll into one.
It's you know.
Say wait.
I'm glad you liked it. Doesn't care.
No, dude. I liked it. Yeah, I came out of it with a shitload more respect for the sport than initially. Like, I always watched like UFC fights and was like, oh, like that's really incredible.
But then you realize exactly how much you're exerting.
It's so
energy.
Much. It's so much work. And then you see them, you're just like, get up! Like, what are you doing? Like, get up! And you don't realize that there's so much effort to stay in one spot. It's incredible.
Joe Rogan in the future.
Did he just say I'm incredible? Thanks.
Oh wow! Look at those big ears would have picked up.
I don't think I said you were incredible. I think I said the experience was incredible.
Just let it be.
Say no more, fam.
Actually, in fact, you weren't even there when I was training that day.
I'm incredible. What do you mean I wasn't there?
You were taking video and just kind of like walking around. Bro, do you even train jujitsu?
Probably
every
not.
Time I've seen you at a class, you're just walking around taking video.
I just kissing babies.
Your students were doing a better job of teaching me than you were.
I just wear a belt. I bought that belt, actually.
Well, yeah, I saw.
Hello Kitty. And everything.
We see your Instagram. We know. I see
thoughts on that Hello Kitty belt.
I don't know, man. I'm fucking just a white belt. I can't say shit until I'm a blue belt. When I'm a blue belt, then I feel like
I thought more people would be like, it's fucking gay.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what you want people to say.
There's too many tough guys. No, there's too many tough guys. Oh, God. I just do a lot of shit just to maybe piss people off. Maybe.
You're a tough guy? Are you a jiu-jitsu tough guy?
Not at all.
Yeah? Remember that one time I cross-faced you almost cried?
Remember that time? You did it like multiple times in one roll, dude.
That was fucking rude.
Hey, bro, I brought a stick to a gunfight. I had to hold my own. And you cried like a little bitch.
Yeah, you kept swinging that fucking stick at my face, dude.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Remember that time I cross-faced you four times in one roll?
Remember that one time he was all happy I swung my stick in his face?
All right, I got to get the frick out of here.
Wow, that was abrupt.
It's 40 minutes, dude.
Oh, cool.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I don't even know what episode we're on, so you know it's good.
This is 15, apparently, on the count.
On the count.
Fuck.
15.
Man. Quinceañera.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We already called it. Hey, look, we already called it Mango Pit.
Mango Pit. This is the Mango Pit.
Damn, the Mango Pit.
Yeah, I'm going to get the song, the Pinchy Method Med song called Gravel Pit, I'm going to dub out gravel and just put mango. This is the Mango Pit.
Are you going to sing it?
He's going to sing it. He's going to perform it.
Everything. Do it all for you. Guys, thank you for listening again. This episode 15. What was this one spot? But what did we drink?
This one was brought to you by
Machete Beer House for the... You'll see. We'll post the glasses on our Instagram.
Glasses. We'll post the glasses.
Yeah. Thank you, Machete, for everything you do to help make Emo Brown a better listening experience. Take it easy.
Take it easy.